little bit. I think I won't do anything till probably Monday next week, but I'm planning on hitting two of the universities. So just got to pick out some, print some flyers out here, and then I'll get those up, make some pictures.
I also heard that there was a guy named Peter who was in North Dakota who people on Twitter were talking about getting you in touch with.
Yeah, whatever happened. Yeah, I do know Peter. I think he's part of the National Socialist Movement, so I don't know if he can join, but apparently there's another guy too. So hopefully we can
check that out, pursue those leads, and see, you know, if, you know, at least we look.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Billy, are you ready to take notes, by the way? Billy?
Yes, I'm taking it.
Cool. Chris, what's up, Georgia?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going
great. So, yeah, my Georgia got up and met the Chattanooga guys, and we had a training day. Then we, Maximus and I, went and threw out some more of these baggies with leaflets in it. And then after that, I bought 100 more pounds of grass, 2,000 more Ziploc bags from Costco, and then printed out flyers that you sent me. So, and Maximus and I are putting them in bags as we speak.
All right. Very good. Very good. Connor.
Future. We're going to be doing a 24 by. I think all the MA guys.
We're losing you. We're losing you, Billy. Did you get any of that, Billy?
No, I missed all that. So just DM it to me.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. Just repeat it and say it quick.
Oh yeah, my bad. So I know we were planning stuff with the MA guys, and then tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but soon, we're gonna do a 24 by 6 band.
All right, cool. Sounds good. And y'all have been postering and getting the new guys vetted and acclimated and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, that too.
Right, cool. Corey, Nevada, new guy. What's up?
How's it going, guys?
So you went out and you... Go
ahead. I was going to print out flyers, planning on posting them at the local community college on Sunday. My wife had a urgent baby appointment. I've been in and out of the hospital with her most of the weekends. I'm going to be putting those flyers up. And we also, out here, we have a big NASCAR event happening in about a week or two. And I'm considering probably doing just some people's windshields while the event's going on. Be a good thing to do.
Gotcha. Connor and Cuco, can we not hot mic, please? If you're making noises, keep your mic muted. Definitely getting a bunch of those flyers and putting them on windshields at a thing like that could be really, really good. So keep us posted, man. Looking forward to seeing more stuff in the area. All right, Cuco, man. Cuco and Sven, what's up, man? What are y'all doing in Richmond?
Right now, we're still looking at the planning process for putting up some posters at another college locally. Probably like within the next couple of weeks, we'll have it done, but like we're still in the kind of planning process, so we still need about like a week or so before we can actually do it.
Okay, well, cool, just keep at it. I think we talked about a banner drop meeting. Have we made any progress for that, or is that just, you know, we're gonna move that down the road a bit?
Is that for me?
Yeah, it's for you.
Oh, sorry. I remember you bringing that up last time. I'm not really familiar on the whole banner drop kind of process. I'd have to kind of know more about it before I
go. We'll do that next. We'll push that down a bit. Just keep me posted with that college postering. All right. So, Dinkus, what's up, man?
How's it going?
What you been up to?
Not a whole lot. I've been fighting rain the whole week, so I haven't been able to get any posters really up this week. Mm-hmm. Plus, my dog's on his last legs dying of cancer, so I've been handling that. Yeah.
What's the last thing you went out and did?
I got some postering done a couple weekends ago.
Was that your postering to do your two week requirement?
No, I did some after that.
Yeah, okay, you've done some a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. When do you think you might be freed up? Like, you know, don't want to push you. Personal life happens. When do you think you might be able to get some of that done?
Hoping this weekend. If not this weekend, definitely next weekend.
Okay. Likely this weekend, definitely next weekend. Mark it down, Billy. We'll keep track of that. Dustin, my man, how's it going in SoCal? Did he leave? Did he just leave when I asked him that question? Dustin.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, cool. So the short and skinny is...
Are you in a tunnel or something?
I'm in a hallway. Can you give me skip to the next question?
I can come back to you now. 15 seconds. Okay. Ethan, what's up, man?
Hi.
Sticking with Connor?
Yeah. Actually, tomorrow and the day after, I'm going to be doing my LTC courses, so that should be fun. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that gets all processed fast and quick. Mm-hmm. I will be with Connor next weekend doing a banner drop.
Gotcha. I know you're a bit further away from some of the – you're kind of further away from most of the Michigan –
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the list.
Not Michigan, Massachusetts guys. So maybe you could do some postering, you know, on your own and stuff like that, so you don't need to travel as much. But just keep us posted with that, all right?
Yep.
Cool. G-Boy, Washington, what's up, man?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to go down to Vancouver, not this Sunday, but next, like, the Sunday after that. So in 2 Sundays. And we're going to meet up with the PDX Stormers, and we're going to basically be in, like, a Trump rally. So we're going to be with, like, the Patriot Prayer guys and think about passing out flyers, taking some footage with the big banner. Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Love it. What type of banner? One of the banners that you all already have?
Yeah, the big one, the Reclaim America. We're going to walk down there with that.
Ooh, that sounds great. Steven, by the way, are you going to be running out of time soon?
I'm good until like 9:30.
Okay, yeah, we have time. We're not going to be there. Right. We'll get to you. We're doing it alphabetically. Hyena, right. Kentucky, man, how is it going? Give me a rundown. What have you been up to? Going once. Going twice. Dustin, SoCal. Dustin, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's
short
up?
And skinny.
Still in the hallway.
Okay. It works. Whatever. Go ahead.
Okay. So this upcoming Sunday, there's a thing with the local beach boys. We're going to go to have a bonfire. I'm bringing a banner, and I'm probably bringing some posters and flyers and see if perhaps we can distribute some material while we're at it. I've got 2 banners I want to print, and I just don't have time to get around to it. I had them all ready to go. I just have to find the time. My work situation changed. Now I'm working on Saturdays, so I only have Sunday off. So time to actually do stuff is limited. But that's mostly it. I've kind of been talking with the guys. Magnus says he's really busy. He's changing jobs recently, so I can kind of sympathize with that. I have not heard anything from Skullman. I've been trying to reach out to them in the Discord channel, our Discord channel. Shekel's Nice seems pretty active. I'm sure he might be here in the channel. I checked, but that's mostly it. Okay.
Yeah, keep up with Skullman. Keep pestering him as much as you can. Let me know if it's to no avail, and I will give him the boot. All right.
Okay. And I'll dig around for the stuff that you need tonight and send it your way.
Awesome. Love it. Yeah, by the way, notice to everybody, if we can't get through to you, you know, you don't have to be doing posters every weekend. The main thing that we need you, most of the time, I kick people out, not because they can't, you know, do activism, but that would be a reason, but it's because they can't answer messages. Like, that's the first thing, you know, really just cut, like, it's not that hard. Like, everybody answers at least, or like even looks at one text message a day at least. So no one is too busy. Like, no one is too busy to answer a Discord message. I'm not buying that excuse. Okay, anyways. So the only excuse is negligence. Just like, I know people have reasons, right? People have reasons. Lost your phone, family stuff. Just let us know. Keep us posted. You know, it is fine if you go away for a couple weeks, but you have to let us know. Because if I just see someone who backs out, I don't know whether their mom has cancer. I don't know whether they got into a car crash and they're in the hospital, or they're just lazy. You know, I have no means of distinguishing it. So I usually go with the simplest explanation, which is that they're lazy. You know, I don't like doing it, but it's what we have to do. So just going to throw that out there. Stay active. Keep with us. I don't like kicking people. And I'm sure you wouldn't like getting kicked. Hyena, are you back with us? You with us, or what, do you got a?
You're with us. Were you talking to Hyena? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you're no the other guy named Hyena from Kentucky. How's it going, man?
Just been postering. The last poster I put up was like they had like an Anne Frank poster. I was talking about it last time, but I actually did it. I put a poster up on top of that one. So other than that, though, I haven't really, just postering. I haven't really been.
Would we be able to go out with like a solid outing sometime soon? Maybe to like a local college or something where we can just get a good solid amount of pics and we can post them on social media. I would love to get a photo out with a Kentucky tag.
What do you mean? Like walk around the campus with a camera or what?
No, like walk around a campus with posters and then take some photos of the posters you put up, you know?
Oh, I mean, all the pictures that I've posted up before have been at the campus.
Oh, okay. 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 Well, maybe just some like a bigger outing. I don't know. I just want to get some more, more solid photos with some better context. We will be putting out a photography soon, put together by yours truly and Dustin, who is the master of postering photos. We'll be able to do that. We'll help y'all out. But Hyena, just keep at it, and maybe let's go for something a bit bigger. Maybe you want to put out a couple more. Maybe you want to go at night, just something so we can put up maybe like a dozen of them at once or something like that instead of kind of the slow burn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, better looking areas too, probably, so they're more photogenic than just like on the poster board wall.
Absolutely. Hey, it's good to do them, but sometimes it's good to do it regardless, because like not all good areas are photogenic areas, but we do need some photogenic areas because of course most of the people we recruit actually see our stuff online rather than in person. So we need, and maybe guys are out there waiting to join in Kentucky, but they don't see any photos of the Kentucky tag, so they don't know. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Our last couple posts on Instagram, the comments have been, "Hey, I live right. I want to get involved." You know what I mean? So that's the idea. That's why we do it. Justin, Florida.
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Give me a rundown.
All right. So right now, still dealing with economic problems, but I'll have 8 posters printed, and I have 4 places now that I plan on going to. Every day of the week, I'm going to try to hit them up. I just have to try to figure out what time is the best. I could poster at nighttime, but then I fear that it'll just get torn down early morning.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will see it. But I could do that to 2 campuses, which I already plan on postering at. Like, I have photogenic places, and I have places where it might actually work.
Mm-hmm.
So which should I prioritize?
Both. I mean, just do a little bit of both. I mean, do one at once and another at another time. They're both good.
Even split?
Yeah. Okay. Just keep us posting, keep at it and stay safe. And when it comes to when you're doing it, it doesn't really matter when, if you get good photos, then it's up forever. It's immortalized in a photograph.
Right.
They're going to get taken down pretty quickly anyway, so whatever works. Although we do usually prefer daytime photos, but if that's risky, we understand.
Yeah.
So anyways, moving on. Keck, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Give us a rundown.
So as we speak, I'm cutting a stencil for the logo to put on a banner that all the Mass boys are doing next week. Yesterday, I went to Bridgewater State University and did a few posters. I still have a few left over. I'm trying to figure out where to put them.
You're cutting out a stencil right now?
Yeah. I printed out the big logo. I printed it on 4 sheets of paper.
The logo. Okay. Because I was going to make y'all measurements for the letter stencil. So don't start on the letters until I can get y'all some measurements like I was talking to Connor about. Connor, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, cool. Just making sure.
I'm just doing the logo.